So, Charlie, are you there?
Is it Cheryl?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Charlie? What's your name? Cheryl?
It's Cheryl.
Cheryl, I'm
it's
sorry.
Spelled with an A. He asked for the correct spelling, and I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll give it to him.
Where are you calling from, Cheryl?
I'm calling from Ohio. I'm a born and raised Midwestern girl. I grew up in Michigan, and I'm sure you've probably heard that our part of the country is getting hit really hard by job loss and depression and all kinds of stress.
Yes.
I myself did not come from an ideal living situation. When I was a child, I pretty much had a lot of things that set me up emotionally and mentally to be fat.
Yeah.
And so your book really spoke to me.
Yeah.
I have had two children, and I started making healthy lifestyle changes back in March when I had seen pictures from my daughters. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's okay.
Okay,
sweetheart.
From my daughter's second birthday party, and I realized how I looked was not how I felt.
Yeah.
And I said, enough is enough, and I'm going to start eating healthier.
Okay.
And at that point, that's all I decided to do. No, I had not yet found your book, but I had discovered a few weeks later that I had an all-women's gym in my area that I would feel comfortable going to, and I took up a membership there, and I started exercising. And about 3 weeks after my membership came at the gym, I had probably lost maybe 6-7 pounds on my own just from making those healthy lifestyle changes and going to the gym and getting active. I maybe was going 2-3 times a week. It wasn't much. I then found your book, and things skyrocketed. It was like you had broke something in me. You had given me permission to be free. Everything that was holding me down.
Yeah.
And my weight loss took off from that point because I believe that I had made those changes that I needed to make, and then like finding your book reinforced everything for me.
Great.
I had lost up to 25 pounds when about 3 weeks ago I finally reached what most weight loss experts call a plateau.
Okay.
And now I'm wondering what it is I need to do or revisit in your book, or maybe some advice on how to get things started again. Because I was using a diet tracker online. You're familiar with the Spark people. I saw you were on there on one of the groups.
Let me get to your question, though. I'm with
okay.
you 100%. I think I can help you. The first thing I want to say is I'm feeling very strongly that something really powerful happened in you. There was a shift that took place inside you, and I can feel that, and I'm really happy about that. And the next thing I want to say is, what do you need to do different? The answer is nothing. Because when you shift, when you lose weight this way, which is through shifting your set point, which is what you did, because once you had a breakthrough, it's like your body felt like it didn't need to defend you anymore. You didn't need the protection. Am I right about that?
Right.
That you felt safer. You felt like
right.
You felt, okay. So that shifted your set point. Your body artificially had a high set point, weight set point, because it felt like you needed the weight to defend you. You don't feel that way anymore. So you've shifted your set point. You've lost 25 pounds very quickly. What happens now is your body has to recalibrate and readjust to the new weight before it shifts again. And what I found in my experience when I was losing weight is that even though over time I lost weight quicker and quicker, there'd be periods of time where I'd lose 25, 50 pounds, and then I'd lose nothing for a couple of months because my body was getting used to the new weight and the new set point. And what's
really?
Happen,
that long?
Yeah. And but what's going to happen is that your body's going to get used to this new level. It's going to see that you're safe. As long as you continue to feel safe, as long as you continue to practice what you're practicing, and let me ask you, this is a really important question. People see you on the street, they say you look fabulous, right? How does that make you feel? Does it make you feel good or does it make you feel worried? Okay, good.
No, it makes me feel great.
That's an important indication, because if someone saw you on the street and you said you look great and you felt panicky by that, then I'd say that your body still needs the weight. So if that's the case, you're feeling great, just leave it alone. Give your body time to adjust. This is not a lose 20 pounds in 20 days thing. This is a solve the problem forever thing, which is exactly what you're doing. Do you understand?
And it's taken me since like April 1st to lose that 25 pounds. I mean, it's not something that came off very rapidly.
Yeah,
but like finding your book and using the visualizations DVD, and even talking to my husband and getting him on board with, okay, honey, you know, we need to have healthier choices at the table, and talking to him about it, you know, that just put everything into full gear.
But you know what? You're not fighting cravings. It's all happening natural. Your body's not at war. Your body's working with you. Give it time to totally unfold. And once it unfolds, you'll be done with the situation forever.
I'm relieved that you said a couple months, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, this has been like 4, maybe 5 weeks.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And it's went up and down a couple pounds, you know.
It's totally fine. Your body's recalibrating its set point. What's going to happen is you're going to have another big shift in your set point. How much weight more are you looking to lose?
Well, I'd ideally like to get down, and I'm not, you know, looking at a set number, but I'd like to get down between 125 and 140.
Okay.
So I'm giving myself a good waiver. You know, I just want to be somewhere comfortable in that area. I'm currently at 202 right now.
Okay.
So I've got between 60 to 80 pounds still.
Okay. Are you listening to the CD still?
Yes.
Okay, just continue to listen to the CD, practice visualization, continue doing what you're doing, give yourself all the time you need, and the situation will be gone forever, and you'll never have to deal with it again. And that's really what we're talking about doing here.
Will you call us back and let us know how you're doing?
Oh, absolutely.
And also, do me a favor, Cheryl, send me an email to my personal email address, which is John, and there's no H in John, at johngabriel.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Send me an email. Let's keep in touch, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to have to take the next caller now.
All right. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the reason I wanted you to have a show, right there.